Blog Talk Radio.
Their cell phones. Shine. on the Catholic Church and the prisons that it owns. Shine on all the churches. They all love, bless and bless. Shine on a hopeful girl in a dreamy dress.
Over the, and I don't understand what is happening, but I want to say hi from Here Be Monsters, where we are attempting to, I know how to operate a VTR switchboard. Okay. Oh, that's Blog Talk Radio. Awesome, because I don't. This is the first time I have ever done this. My friend Gwendolyn, who always hosts Here Be Monsters, has gone to Occupy Lake Worth. And I've used a little ingenuity and called myself in from my cell phone. So what would you recommend? You have an echo. Turn off any back radio comp or comp speaker. That is probably my cell phone. I mean, just a second.
So if I talk now, can you hear me? Because I turned off the cell phone.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It's gone from audio. All right. Let me see. What if I turn off that? Disconnect. and I am breaking up. Oh, there's volume at all? There's volume at all. All right. Where is that? If I were going to find the volume, where would I look? That's a clip. Okay, what happens now? Does other music come on? Alright, it's reconnecting me. Reconnecting. Can you hear me now? Because I can't hear me at all. And I don't even know how to tell if I can hear myself on a speakerphone because we don't know what we're doing with this speakerphone. And it worked for Gwendolyn, so I don't know if this is totally working. I can't tell if somebody else is. It's working? You can hear me? I can't believe it. If you can hear me say, okay, we did it. Because that would be good. If not, I'm like sitting here in my living room. Oh my God, you can hear me. Okay, well, then it's great. Then the first item has been accomplished and it's taken. 15 minutes or more to log into Curie Monsters, but apparently I am doing this. If somebody calls in, I don't quite know how to put them on. I think that my friend Joe is here from it's breaking up. So it's better if I was here. I can be on a speaker, but I can be not on a speaker. Because it may just be, you know, the technology. But I'm not on Skype because that makes it crazy. So I'm going to just do my best and try to see if I can. I'm going to accept letting a caller on.
585. Joe may not be able to know if it's even if he can hear. I can't. I don't know how to. That means hang up. That means screen. I don't know what that means, but I'm pushing it to try to see about that. Now that is putting the microphone off or on, I guess. I don't know what's going on. What I'm going to do is put on another clip. I love this song, Wonderland Sky. Here, I'm going to put that on and see if I can work some more.
Today in New York, there is a big party at 5 o'clock in time.
think it's just
you're still breaking up, but I can tell you what I've been, what I'm paying attention to for the Occupy, revolution, for lack of a better word, lately or today, from what I have gleaned off of the internet from Japan, South Korea, Australia. Actually, there's demonstrations in 951 cities in Asia, Europe, South America, Africa, and every state in the United States.
Thank God for worldwide hippies, because you're able to communicate and I am not. I hear you great. I hear you great.
I would like to just let your listeners know there are a couple pretty cool websites if they want to keep up on this stuff. First of all, just Google search Occupy and you can get a lot. But there's a website called 15thOctober.net. That tends to be linking more of the international protests that are going on. And then there's also another, OccupyTogether.org is another good website for them to check out also.
Yeah, I'm typing those into the chat room now so people know where to look. Occupy Together is the best source I've found for any information on that. Just a clearinghouse of the cities that are there, as well as what happened to donations, as well as news. OccupyWallStreet.org has up-to-date stuff about anything that's happening on Wall Street, and more websites are developing in the localities as well as Facebook pages. Today I found a Parents for Occupied Wall Street Facebook page. That's people all over the country that are concerned about their children and issues related to healthcare and education. So it's a more family-specific agenda than a general agenda, but it's also, it's our concerns, and we all have a voice, and it's all coming together to be together instead of isolated. Can you hear me, Joe?
Yes, I hear you. Very, very good. Very good.
Oh, it's so cool you can hear me, and other people can, even if nobody else is even listening. I think this is so cool. And we only have to, you know what, and I think that we can do it for, another 15 minutes. Woody is supposed to call, but he doesn't know how to call except by his Skype, and I don't know how to answer it, and so there's like another technical retard thing. Like, part of the problem this morning is, I should clarify that as a person with a master's in education and a son in special ed, I say retard with every respect for just not understanding what's going on, which is what's happening to me now. I mean, I just don't understand no matter what. And anyhow, it's I forget what I was saying. I got wrapped up in the political correctness of my conversation. Did you get any of that, Joe?
I'm getting some of it, but you're back underwater again.
I'm back underwater. Oh, you know what? It feels like it. Being underwater, I can't even. I mean, it may be that I don't know where the voice comes in on the speakerphone.
Right. Why don't I do this? I'm going to stay listening to the show.
Hold on. Is this where it's coming in?
Hello.
No, that's not working. I thought that this one this my base station might have the microphone, but it doesn't. I am going to put on a song and call you from my cell phone and see if we can. No, maybe that's a dumb idea.
I'm gonna get off, and I'm gonna keep listening to the show. And if I can hear your voice, it clears up. I'll call right back in.
All right. Well, the other thing you could do is if you just go to the chat room. Then
right.
I'll be able to see.
I'm trying to get in there now, but it keeps on saying wrong password. It can't be the wrong password. I just did it.
Have you ever logged into Blog Talk before?
No. I have an account there.
Oh? Hello? Go figure. I'm here. But I don't see anything.
I'm going to listen for you. If your voice clears up, I'll call back in, sis.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So he hung up. We can't really tell what's happening with the audio here, so I'm just going to keep talking. And in the chat room, a list of callers were appear. Okay, so no callers are there now. So still having audio difficulties. Difficulties. Thank you. I like having spell check there. Okay, we're still having audio difficulties, but we're doing our best. Heard a little from Joe at Worldwide. At Worldwide. Hippies. I don't know what that does. I'm going to try it. And I know if Gwendolyn's out there, I would like to chat as co-host or launch window with moderator comments. All right, well, that didn't make any sense. My own call is dropped, and I don't know. But we made it a half an hour of this muddling through. I'm going to do this.
Washington.
It was not Occupy DC, no.
It was a Stop the Machine protest. What about a call for Occupy Congress that we've been reading about recently?
Well, what I've been seeing is that they want to – there's an idea floating around, and I think it's come from the October 2011 movement, to have a People's Congress, to actually start to hold people – have representatives come from all of these occupations that are rising up and perhaps start to set up this way that there can be this – democracy that puts forth demands coming from all of these Occupy, you know, together movements.
I wanted to turn to some of the criticism. This is speaking yesterday on Face the Nation, Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain characterizing the protests as anti-American, suggesting the demonstrations are being coordinated to distract people from the Obama administration's failed policies.
The bankers and the people on Wall Street didn't write these failed policies of the Obama administration. They didn't spend $1 trillion that didn't work. The administration and the Democrats spent $1 trillion. They are not proposing another $450 billion. The administration is proposing another $450 billion wrapped in different rhetoric. So it's a distraction. So many people won't focus on the failed policy of this administration.
So, wait a minute. Excuse me. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
You're saying that these people all got together up there to draw attention away from Barack Obama.
They were encouraged to get together.
Who encouraged?
We know that the unions and certain union-related organizations have been behind these protests that are going on Wall Street and other parts around the country. It's coordinated to create a distraction so people won't focus on the failed policy of this administration.
And why is that anti-American?
It's anti-American because to protest Wall Street and the bankers is basically saying that you're anti-capitalism. The free market system and capitalism are two of the things that have allowed this nation and this economy to become the biggest in the world. Even though we have our challenges, I believe that the protests are more anti-capitalism and anti-free market than anything else. What?
Professor Dorian Warren, your response.
Well, there's so much to say about Herman Cain. First of all, if the protesters are anti-capitalist and anti-American, that would mean the Tea Party protesters a few years ago are also anti-American for protesting the seat of American government and the presidency. But more important than that, all the time, whenever populist and left-wing people get involved in protesting and making demands for social justice, it's always painted as anti-American. So that was the case in the 1930s. That was the case in the 1890s. So this is a continual trope to discredit those legitimate protesters throughout American history. And then finally, it's interesting that Herman Cain said that because when he was head of the National Restaurant Association, he led the drive to always kill an increase in the minimum wage. So he himself is partly responsible for the growing increase in inequality that protesters are out protesting against.
Now, your two books, one on organizing against Walmart and the other on the labor movement, the significance of the labor movement joining with the Occupy Wall Street, you could see they are talking behind the scenes, these labor leaders, in these weeks, figuring out what to do, like what
Absolutely.
Is this movement? And then getting on board
That's
and,
right.
you know, really injecting a tremendous amount of, well, to say the least, bodies, people, as one
and
of the
resources.
Labor leaders got up, right, and resources that they have. He said, people are asking if this movement has legs. We've got all the legs we need. But talk about that.
Okay, I think that's done. I don't know why that's not working. Nothing is working. The whole thing is fucked up. And if you can hear me, out there, this whole thing is fucked up now. Nothing will work. And my board is going crazy. And I think, you know what? I don't think I can hit in the episode without it causing a problem. This may work. I can't tell.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Citing his opposition to taxes on the wealthy, and Perry stressing his support for domestic energy production.
We can't demand more from tax revenue from people because that kills jobs and hurts working families. We have got to help the middle class in this country. The only way that'll come together is if you have people on both sides of the aisle who listen to a leader who has the experience of leading, and that's what America's looking for and desperately longing for.
A president, particularly with the plan that I'm going to be laying out over the next 3 days, and I'm not going to lay it out all for you tonight. You know, Mitt's had 6 years to be working on a plan. I've been in this for about 8 weeks. But clearly, we're going to be focused on, initially, the energy industry in this country and making America, again, independent and clearly the place where domestic energy needs to be produced from.
Former pizza executive Herman Cain, meanwhile, touted his plan for a 9% flax tax rate.
will pass, and it is not the price of a pizza, because it has been well studied and well developed. It starts with, unlike your proposals, throwing out the current tax code. Continuing to pivot off the current tax code is not going to boost this economy. This is why we developed 999, 9% corporate business flat tax, 9% personal income flat tax, and a 9% national sales tax. And it will pass, Senator, because the American people want it to pass.
Earlier in the day, Mitt Romney received
real
a boost
intellectual
from the
giant there.
Governor Chris.
Well, I don't hear that working either. So it sounds like that's not working. No, it won't load. This thing is not loading. I don't know why.
Who to talk to? It's your thing, yeah. Do what you
Oh, yeah.